Senator Joe Manchin, the West Virginia Democrat, has often made news by announcing what he isn't going to do. Over the course of the Biden presidency, Manchin withheld his support for legislation that was central to the president's agenda: federal voting rights, climate change, the social safety net, some tax reform. And now Manchin has made news once again with the announcement that he will not seek the presidency this fall in a contemplated third-party run. We wanted to hear more about this, so Senator Manchin is on the line with us now. Good morning, Senator. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. So was there some single factor that made the decision for you about the presidential run?
Not a single factor. There was a combination of factors. I looked at it, and we've tried everything to see. And I just don't fit in the Democrat process the way they are doing things, or the Republican process. I've always been independent-minded, and so I thought about that. I just believe right now this timing wasn't right for me, and I didn't want to be a spoiler. I just didn't want to be a situation to where they attribute me taking votes or handicapping one side or the other.
So you just said, and you've said before, you are not interested in being a spoiler, and that does tend to be the history of third-party candidates, right? So what role do you envision for yourself?
I would speak out to the middle. I mean, for the middle that feels they don't have a voice, if I can be a voice, I can tell you, it's difficult being in the middle. When there was a 50-50 Senate in the last Congress, 117th Congress, it's not an enviable place to be. Everybody says, oh, you have so much power. What you have is a lot of responsibilities and trying to look at something and balance it out. That means if the Democrats are in control, and the majority, that means sets the agenda. That doesn't mean everything's right. That means that you cannot just ostracize your Republican colleagues on the other side and we don't need your input. So I made sure that I was always trying to balance out and working with a bipartisan, like-minded group.
So you said that you are not ready to endorse the current president, Mr. Biden, for re-election. You've said that you're concerned about progressives pushing him too far to the left. So what is the
correct?
What is your plan here? Is it to, are you looking for some specific commitment, some specific template that you're looking for before you're willing to endorse him?
I think what President Biden has to look at, and his team around him, how did he win in 2020? Look at the rhetoric that was used back then. I'm not extreme. I'm not against production of energy. We need production of energy. We have a balance to be found. I think people believe that he has been gone too far to the left because of people around him. So,
what do you believe?
I do. I've said that. I've told him that.
Mm-hmm. Anything other than energy policy? Is it energy policy your main source of difference or other things?
Well, I think energy policy. I think basically intrusion in people's lives. I think that, you know, changing positions on, you know, we could have codified Roe v. Wade. We could have codified Roe v. Wade. And basically it's 50 years of precedented law. I'm pro-life, but it wasn't pro-life enough. It wasn't pro-choice enough, but it was something that we learned to live with for 50 years. And they wouldn't go back to that because they wanted more. And things of that sort. And I think putting ourselves back in a moderate centrist position where people feel comfortable, they don't think they're being pushed and being overregulated and moving things too far to the left. And the other side talks a good game, but they're not doing anything when they were in control.
Let's talk about the other side. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has spoken of the dangers of what she calls a political herd mentality on the right. And her argument is that extremists have taken over the Republican Party mainly because they're so in the sway of former President Trump. Do you agree with her?
I think Nikki is spot on. I think she's been calling it out as it absolutely is. I watched it up close and personal. And when you think about the border, the crisis at the border is the greatest threat we face right now. And I have said that. Mm-hmm. Back in September, they were trying to move Chuck Schumer and the Democrat leadership was trying to move the aid bill for Ukraine, which I'm totally in support of. I think we must support Ukraine. So he was trying to move that bill. And my Republican friend says, we're not talking and moving any bill until we take care of the border, which I agree with them 100%. So they started working on a bill. I said, okay, you got what we all wanted. We got to secure our border, and now we can put them both together. They, on one day, they were still very supportive and happy about it. Donald Trump comes out and speaks about the bill, and then they all change. And I said, how can anyone cower to someone knowing that the facts aren't there to support it, knowing that basically this is a political move? And he openly said, I think we'll take care of that when I get elected. So how do you answer your people back home? Why would you want to be here if you can't have your voice represent your people?
So given all that, if the choice is between President Biden and President Trump, what are you going to do?
Well, let's just see. I think it's too early to call that one yet. There's an awful lot going on, and a lot can happen between now and then. I'm hoping what I have said is there's no way I could support or vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
I think it would be very detrimental to our country and mostly to the world standing that we have and throw things in an upheaval. Vladimir Putin understands the strength of NATO more than Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin has done everything he can to destroy NATO and break it up. And when we added two new countries to it, it just went through him like a knife. And if they think that he's going to stop, if he's successful in Ukraine, he'll move on. And then we really are to where we're obligated to be in there and fight and put our American men and women's lives in danger. When former President Trump couldn't even say, my heart goes out to the Navalny family, it's wrong. There's nothing right about this. But he keeps very silent and doesn't say a word, and seems like he kind of admires the people that operate and govern that way, such as Putin. It scares the bejesus out of me.
What about Nikki Haley? Would you consider supporting a Haley candidacy?
Well, let's just see what's out there. I would consider anyone that truly puts their country before themselves and wants to bring people together. But when you start denigrating and villainizing other people, and hatred and revenge is going to be basically your mode of operation, that's not right. There's nothing normal about that. So I'm looking, and hopefully the Joe Biden that I know, the Joe Biden that I've known for a long time, will come back. Let's see what we can do there. So we're looking at so many different things. There's a lot of variations. There's other people out there. No labels might put a team together. That's a group that I've been with since they began. Still believe in that. And there's just an awful lot happening. So let's just see what happens.
An issue that's been dogging President Biden is his age. Do you think the president is up to the job?
So I don't look at age. I look at basically the person. That's person by person. And with Joe Biden, every time I've been with him, we've talked, I've had no problem whatsoever. And I never walked away thinking, oh, he's not with it. He's out of it. I never had that at all. He's always been right on top. He said, I'll check on this. Let me tell you why I didn't do this and all that. But so I can see on TV, it comes across a little differently than that. And the only thing I can tell you is from my experience, I do not see that as my concern.
That is Senator Joe Manchin. He's a Democrat of West Virginia. Senator Manchin, thank you so much for talking with us. I do hope we'll talk again.
Well, we will, Michelle, I'm sure.